Welcome to this practice of imagined sleep or yoga nidra. And this practice is dedicated to grief. It's dedicated to making space for you to open into your grief as much as you would like. And this could be any kind of grief. Any sense of loss that you are experiencing in your life, whether it's the loss of somebody close to you, whether it's the loss of a friendship, a relationship, a job. Whatever grief is arising for you in your life is so welcome to be the focus of your practice today, as if we were to make space through this imagine sleep, this nidra, to see it and to hear it, to acknowledge its presence and to be present with it in a way that we would like for a while. So firstly, just allow yourself to be really comfortable however you're choosing to sit or to lie. Be warm. Tend to yourself in these opening moments. Get the blankets that you need, the pillows or the cushions that you might want, so that you feel that rich, warm holding from the props that you're resting upon. And choosing now to let a light attention settle onto my voice, knowing that you can let go of my voice whenever you want through this practice. Knowing that you can open or close your eyes, move at any time if you need to tend to your sense of ease. This is your practice, and there is no way to get it wrong or to get it right. There is just the practice itself. And however the practice unfolds for you is just as it should be. But know that you are really welcome here. I am so glad that you have carved out this time for this practice. And I believe that the earth is so glad also that you have taken up this rightful spot to rest upon her, as if to lay in the lap of the earth. The earth who demands nothing from you, needs nothing of you, but is just so glad that you have come to rest upon her. And I'd just like to read this poem as we just allow ourselves to settle in, to settle in, to settle in. There is a brokenness, out of which comes the unbroken. A shatteredness, out of which blooms the unshatterable. There is a sorrow beyond all grief which leads to joy, and a fragility out of those depths emerges strength. There is a hollow space, too vast for words, through which we pass with each loss, out of whose darkness we are sanctified into being. There is a cry deeper than all sound, serrated edges that cut the heart. As we break open to the place inside, which is an unbreakable whole, while learning to sing. And for me, this poem really sums up this wonderful meditative practice of imagined sleep, that through it we can return to our wholeness, our natural state of being, in which all sensations of the body, of the emotions, of feeling tones, and of the mind, of our thoughts, arise and fall. And this practice, as we said, is dedicated to sensations of grief so that we might see and hear them in this moment within us to acknowledge their presence, not to fix or change, but just to make space to be with in the way that we would like in this moment. So let's call in that gentle light of attention that we normally put out into the world and onto others. Let's call that into the body itself now, knowing that you decide where to take your attention when you want throughout the whole of this practice. That kind light of attention could just move into the physical body. As you come to place it in this place, here and now, by feeling into all of those points where the body meets that rich, firm and welcoming support from the ground and the props. Allow the mind to move freely as it notices all these places of rich contact. Give yourself time to notice the quality of that support, sensations of firmness or of softness, sensations of rich contact, of weight, and sensations maybe of lighter contact. And then sense the whole body together in this shape, in all these places of contact, the whole body together, resting in the lap of the earth. And if it would be a nice thing to do, you could allow this gentle attention to move towards the breath. Or you could stay with feeling the ground. Maybe it would bring you a sense of ease to shape the breath, to bring an evenness and a smoothness to your breathing, or to extend the exhalation. You may prefer to let go of any shaping of breath and let the body breathe you as if you were asleep. Let the breath be a source of comfort. Be a means of bringing an evenness and a sense of ease. And as you breathe out, there's an invitation now to carry this soft, kind light of attention into the center of you, wherever you believe that to be. And in this place, we remember our resource, this unchanging, ever-present state of being in which all sensation, like energy, arises and falls. And this resource is ours throughout this practice and off the mat afterwards to return to whenever we want, to reconnect with our sense of well-being. And we create this resource maybe first in words. How would we describe our sense of well-being? What words would we use? As the words come to mind, maybe they're accompanied by pictures, images, colours. They may be memories we have of times when we felt these words alive within us. They may be imaginations of how incredible it would be to feel this sense of well-being. And as we hold the words or the images, we may also get a flicker or a rich felt sense of that well-being living in us now, in this moment. take your time with your images to really embellish them, to see the colours, the textures, maybe even the temperatures or the smell, bringing your well-being alive to you, here and now, this unchanging, ever-present, whole and natural state of being in which all sensations, including grief, arise and fall. And then we can capture the essence of this well-being, maybe in the light of our attention, or maybe as a colour. And we're going to journey it through the physical body itself, almost gifting it to the body itself so that it can be remembered into this state of well-being. If you want to follow my route through the body, you can, but you can also feel free to move your attention freely through your own body at your own will. Carrying this light or attention of well-being, bringing it alive now into the crown of the head, the eyebrow center, the base of the throat, inside the right shoulder, elbow, wrist, palm of the hand, back of the hand, the very tip of the right hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, and little finger. Whole of the right hand alive to your well-being. Colour or attention moving back to the right wrist, elbow, shoulder, base of the throat, and inside the left shoulder now, elbow, wrist, palm of the hand, back of the hand, very tip of the left hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, little finger, whole of the left hand alive to your well-being. Attention back to the wrist, elbow, shoulder, and to the base of the throat. And this well-being moving through all the spaces of the chest now. Well-being moving through all the spaces of the belly, through all the spaces of the pelvis, inside the right hip, knee, ankle, the sole of the foot, and the top of the foot, and the very tip of the right big toe, first toe, second toe, third toe, and little toe, whole of the right foot. Moving back to the right ankle, knee, hip, through all the spaces of the pelvis and inside the left hip now. Knee, ankle, sole of the foot, the top of the foot, the very tip of the left big toe, first toe, second toe, third toe, and little toe, whole of the left foot alive to your well-being. Moving back to the ankle, knee, hip, all the spaces of the pelvis, all the spaces of the belly, all the spaces of the chest, the base of the throat, the eyebrow center, and the crown of the head. See, feel and know the whole body now being remembered by your well-being. The whole body. The whole body resting and welcome in this place, here and now. Whole body. Bringing in awareness again to the breath. Letting the breath out, land your attention back into the center of you. And if you would like, imagining that resource in the center of you, however you would like to see it, as a place, as a picture, as a color, as a memory. And imagine that as you breathe in, you're moving away from the resource, out to the edges, out into the experience of being out in the world. And as you breathe out, you're moving back in toward your resource. And just allow that gentle, soft light of attention to flow with the breath, inhaling out into the edges of the body or into the experience of this practice and this room, and breathing out to drop richly back into that resource. If moving with the breath is too fast, you could take your time as you breathe an even and slow breath to connect with the resource. And then to move soft attention into the edges of the body or out into the space in which you're practicing. Noticing how you can direct your attention inward to this unchanging, ever-present resource, and outward into the sensations of experiencing this practice in this moment. And then as you breathe out, you could let that light of attention settle richly again into that resource, right into the center of you. And knowing that this resource is ever present for you to return to, you could even imagine yourself, if it is a place or a memory, that you're there. And then if you would like, in this moment, we can make space to welcome in sensations of loss, of grief, not to fix them, change them, but just to make space to witness their presence in our experience. You may notice memories, images coming to mind, words, or you may notice physical sensations in the body arising. Remembering that you can move towards these sensations as much or as little as you would like, and that you can always return to your resource and shift your attention whenever you want. But in this resting, welcome and supported body, if you would like, in this space, you could open yourself to your grief. If it would be a nice thing to do, perhaps you could imagine yourself somewhere you feel really comfortable to be. Somewhere that's very pleasing to be. And almost imagine your grief come and sit beside you. And maybe you choose just to sit in silence with it, whatever it is, however it's showing up. Just to sit with it a while. Maybe it would be of service to you to imagine speaking with it. Maybe saying the things you want to say, or to actually be in conversation with your grief. Maybe you just want to hold it in some way, to embrace it. However you choose to use this time to open to grief is just as it should be, no right or wrong. This is your time. So just be present with it, as physical sensations in the body, as feelings, thoughts, or this imagination of being with it now. All the while feeling the strong presence of the ground supporting you, the comfort of your breath, which you can shape to bring you greater ease. And all the while knowing that your resource is there to return to should you need it. And now is the time for us to take that gentle and kind attention and take it away from the grief for a moment. Not to ignore it, not to shut it off, not to close to it, but to know that we need to return this attention back out into the world slowly and gradually as we return to our day. So you can do whatever you need to do, imagining that you are saying goodbye for now to this grief. See that however you need to. And then let the kind light of attention as you breathe out once again carry your breath into the center of you. And be remembered by again this sense of well-being. Name it. Use the words to describe it. See it in your pictures, your colors, your imaginations, and your memories. And maybe feel it in the body, the felt sense of this well-being that holds all of these sensations in our lives, including grief. Connect to this resource and know that as this practice comes to a close, that it is yours to return to whenever you want, wherever you are. And then this kind light of attention, we can allow it now to gradually and slowly move out from the center of us, out to the edges of the body. Maybe beginning to feel the body in the ground again, maybe to rock or sway into that ground, maybe to stroke or tap the ground, maybe to stretch upon it, to roll upon it gently and slowly, moving back into the body, letting the breath become a little bit more deliberate, particularly the inhale, bringing back as much energy as we might need to see us off our mat and out into the rest of our day. Moving our attention up maybe into the mouth if we would like, moving the tongue in the mouth. Yawning, maybe opening and closing the eyes, letting the light come in. So that as we close this practice, we are fully present and wide awake back in the present moment. Do whatever you need to do to close this practice in a way that gives you a sense of closure. And whatever you need to do to reawaken fully present to this unfolding present moment. Thank you for your practice. this practice of imagined sleep has come to an end.